exciting.
Welcome to another episode of PDGA Radio. It's Grant Zellner and Jennifer Allen. After a couple of weeks going on hiatus there with the U.S. Masters Tournament and then Green Mountain and then the MVP Open in Massachusetts, lots of traveling and practice and other things, especially for Jennifer. So we finally managed to get synced back up. We've managed to overcome some travel-related technical issues, and most importantly, we managed to get a couple of very special guests to join us. Now, Jennifer and I have wanted these guests since way back 6 months ago or so, just couldn't make it happen for a variety of reasons, some of which come up during the course of this conversation. I'm talking about none other than Kristen Tatar and Silver Latt. We wanted a chance to talk to them about what this year has been like as the two of them have ventured back and forth to the United States for tour events two or three separate times, and that's not even as many times as they originally intended. We get into all of that and more as we sit in Steve Dodge's upstairs office at his house adjacent to the MVP Open Maple Hill property. So yeah, it's a little raw. The audio is a little rough. We don't care in the slightest because the content of this conversation is absolutely fantastic, and we hope you enjoy right here on PDGA Radio.
And I can fix everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can fix things. If you start turning the air blue and just cussing up a storm. Now, if you do it in Estonian,
we can do it for sure.
Then we'll let that be.
Yeah.
Okay. We're really glad to have you guys take a few minutes. Mm-hmm. I know how busy a plane weekend is, especially one like this. Jennifer and I, we talked about trying to get you on a long time ago to talk about a couple of really cool things.
And so much has happened since.
This is before even Worlds. This goes back to, I think, before
like our third month, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got delayed.
We wanted to do couples and stuff like that. Yeah, it was the very first time that you guys were over. Mm-hmm. Maybe Memorial.
Might have been.
We talked
might
about have, it, I yeah. think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Very early in the season.
So I'm glad we finally got to do this.
How about let's start there? Because one of the big topics we wanted to talk to you about, this is before the season unfolded, was the travel aspect. Mm-hmm. You know, lots and lots of people that are fans of disc golf that listen to the podcast, I don't think they have even the faintest picture of what it's like to tour. Jennifer has gotten to shed some light on that for the listeners a lot, but you guys add an extra level of difficulty with, you're not even on your home continent. You're actually about as close to home as you get right now sitting in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
And you're still, I don't know how many thousands of, you all use kilometers in this area, right?
Yes.
Right. So you're even further away. That's a bad joke. Anyway, it's calm. So anyway, how about this? Let's start here. Tell us as best you can remember what your travels have been this year so far. Mm-hmm. How many times have you gone back and forth over the pond? Like,
how long does it take?
When did you first start?
You to get there, like even like with your jet lag. I mean, do you plan clearly a full day for travel? But do you almost plan two to kind of get resettled?
For sure. Yeah, before events. So this is our fourth trip to
third.
It should be our fourth, but the one was canceled because I got COVID and Kristen got COVID like 5 days later. Mm-hmm. So one of the trips was canceled, but it's our third time in US this season. And mostly it's the same. We fly to Chicago.
Yeah.
Most of the times. It's about 10 to 12 hour flight.
Mm-hmm. In total.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Typically, yes, there's one day for traveling, and the next day we're already out there playing disc golf.
What we try to do is that
we come in like a week before the event, or at least like 5 or 4 days before, so we have some time to like practice and get acclimated and stuff.
When was your first trip to the US? Was it February?
It was for Vegas, and then we stayed until I can't even
after
remember.
Waco.
Somewhere around that. Then we went home for like a week to celebrate my daughter's birthday.
Yes.
And then we came straight back with her for Champions Cup and then Jonesboro and DDO. So these two trips were very close together. And of course, because of COVID, like... traveling has changed all over the world, and the air traffic is so jammed, and we were like, our luggage was late when we fortunately it was when we went back home, then it was late and like stuff happened, we missed our flights, but coming over here it's been fine. And I'd say the last trip over here, like that we came for this tour, it was the best. I think it went by very quickly and no problems.
Because you're getting so used to it.
I guess.
No, it was the only one so far without any issues.
Problems. Yeah, even locally, like the flights just going from state to state, there's been a lot of delays this year.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But thankfully this went okay.
Yeah. Previously, have you just came once or twice a year?
Once.
That's what I was thinking.
So this is the first year that we've been going back and forth so often and doing like almost a full tour.
Yeah.
Just missing out on some of the West Coast stuff. Mm-hmm.
And then how long do they allow you? So for our viewers, I know like the visa and stuff, if you want to explain that, like why you go back and forth.
It's not necessarily because of the visa situation, but yes, there is limitations. We can be here for 90 days, I think.
90 days in a row.
Yeah,
90, and then we have to leave the country and then we can come back. But it's mostly because we just want to take some time off, go back home. Also, I have a daughter over there, so I can't like go nuts and stay here for
a while.
We've set a goal to do like the bigger events. So we just want to be part of like the big events here. And
And there's so many now that it is almost continuous.
Yeah. Yes.
There's a lot we haven't played before. So this is the first time we're seeing all those big tournaments.
Did you hit everyone that you wanted to this year, do you think, like on that list?
Or is there someone? You didn't get to come over. Right?
Yeah, that was once. It happened just the day before our flight, actually. I got COVID. And then they had US Women's, actually. Which was a big miss. And Idlewild
Preserve.
Did you get to play every tournament, like the top of your list this year that you wanted to?
I really wanted to go back to Preserve because I won last year, so I was looking forward to going back there.
Beautiful course.
And also Idlewild, I think it's a crazy wooded course, and I've heard I've heard stories about it, so I was really looking forward to playing.
Biglow. You're one of the biggest wins so far last season.
That was a huge little chunk that was gone.
Yeah. But I mean,
we've played enough.
More goals.
Yeah.
More goals for next year.
Of course. Yeah. I don't think about it anymore. It is what it is.
Are you going to try to come over as often next year as well, or just kind of take a break and play a lot back home?
Possibly the same way.
Yeah.
We don't have many big tournaments in Europe, so European Open, Estonian Championships, that's like a couple bigger ones, but we try to play here as much as possible.
I think the schedule will look pretty much the same.
Nice.
Now we have maybe a better idea of all the tournaments that go on, so we can actually like pick some of the favorite ones and maybe skip the ones that we did not like so much or don't feel comfortable playing on. So yeah, pretty much the same schedule.
Well, I know everyone is so excited for both of you to always be over here. So I'm sure they will be extremely excited next year to see you back at both all the events here in the U.S.
How hard is it to plan ahead for where you're going to stay and how you're going to get around? We don't have in the U.S. as they do in Europe, we don't have the train systems that they have to get around in the mass transit. You've got to rent cars and you've got to, you know, all of those things. Is that like one of the biggest challenges for you all is where you're going to stay week to week?
I mean, we're using Airbnbs mostly. They're quite, quite easy to find, but I'd say that the prices have gone up by a lot.
They have for sure.
So, like,
depending on where, what part of the country.
Yes, yeah. But before COVID, that was when we were here and we had like such a different idea what it will be like and what it would cost to tour that much over here. Mm-hmm. And the rental cars, they're like crazy expensive. So we've buried a lot of money this year under rental cars. I think I would have, we could have bought like multiple cars for that money. Honestly.
Joking with Hannah and Evelina about that because I just took them to Chicago to rent one for this last, you know, little section. And we joked, you know, for a couple $1,000, you could get a car that got you out of town and then just donate it to
you could buy a car in February and then sell it next October.
That's what I was thinking because it's easily five figures that we've buried under the rental cars this year. Not to talk about Airbnbs, which have been crazy expensive, and the hotels, everything has gone so up.
It really is. I don't think people really understand, you know, how like sometimes even when you play so well, you really can just break even at a lot of events by the time gas and food and where you stay in cars. It's very expensive to tour.
This week is the only one we've been actually staying with friends. We're staying at Nick Carr's place, his parents' house.
Yeah.
So,
but everything else we've paid.
for a lot of too much money.
Yeah, too much money. But I mean, this experience is fun and thankfully, we have the opportunity to pay for all these expenses. And but yeah, sometimes I think about it and maybe I shouldn't think about it too much.
How about thinking about being a world champion? How often has that popped into your head? Is it completely synced in or does it still sometimes you wake up and you're like, wow?
No, I actually haven't had the chance to even think about it after I won. At first it was just, I think it's more been the outside, all the attention and the joy. People come up to me and talk about it, but I haven't had the time just to sit alone with my thoughts and think about it. No.
Not 1 week off.
No. It's constantly, I think about the next tournament or the next thing I have to do. So right now I have so many obligations to think about. So I haven't really had the chance to acknowledge what happened. But I'm sure I will have the time once I go back home and then I just sit down
and you get to re-celebrate it again, family and friends, and it'll be just like the first
time. yes.
Yesterday after the round, I got to interview you for DGN and I asked you in the bad weather and stuff, it's might have been 2 days ago, about the value of having a caddy, of having somebody that can help you in the middle of rain and stuff. And I'm sure you reciprocate whenever you can in the same way. But I want to ask you about the value of being able to travel with someone so you've got that person for both of you off the course. And I want to ask you how valuable that is and how much that helps as opposed to whenever you've maybe had to travel completely alone. How much does that help both of you all just in life and be competitive and be grounded? How much does that help?
Want to start?
110%. It's everything is so much easier when you travel together with a person who you know that much. And We play the same events, we stay at the same places, it's like, obviously, but it's so much easier. And I couldn't imagine traveling even close as much than we do right now, if I would have to play those events alone, or she has to. It would be maybe it would maybe make more sense to you to travel more because you're playing in a high level and you have to, like, almost have to play those events. But I couldn't do it.
So actually, I don't think I've even traveled alone. I've had Silver by my side ever since. And actually, Silver was the one who encouraged me to start traveling and to take my disc golf career outside of Estonia. And I don't think I would have done it without him. No, I didn't have this courage or high self-esteem or anything like this, and he was the one who pushed me and said, oh my gosh, you are so good, and you should do this and that, and then I slowly started to build up something. So it started, I think everything got started when we got together.
Mm-hmm. I'm assuming you guys met on the golf course.
Yes.
Yes. And I'm sure a lot of people don't know, so when was this? Is this 2016?
It was
16, yeah. 18, I don't know.
It was
2016, but we already knew each other like 2 years prior to that.
Yeah, on one of the Estonian championships was the first time we met.
Yeah,
I see.
Yeah,
the first time I ever played.
Yes, played a tournament.
Yeah, played the tournament. It was 2014, but we got together in 2016, and already the following year, I think Silver came to the States in 2016, and the next year he told me I should go as well. Right. And then we started
playing Euro Tours outside Estonia first, and then we were thinking about World Championships, and I think that was the first event we played.
No, I played the US Women's, you played USTGC, and then 2018 we went to the World Championships, and it slowly started like getting
out
bigger.
Out of your ear there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But without each other, I think it would be so much more difficult. There's something special about it. You come off the course, you are able to speak in your mother tongue. You are able to express yourself exactly the way you want. I mean, in English, I have to think about it a lot, how I want to express myself. And oftentimes I cannot do it the way I would do it in my language.
Right,
so
for sure.
Yeah, so it's really nice to have somebody I can talk to and lean on. Doesn't matter if it's a joyful moment or a sad moment. Mm-hmm.
Do you talk about things when one of you has a bad round, or do you leave disc golf at the course?
We talk about it, I would say, most of the times. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It doesn't have to be only good things, but all the bad things too.
Sometimes it's just you want to get some things out of you. Mm-hmm. You want to say, okay, I had this like bad roll, or I got this crazy kick, and the other person doesn't have to say anything. Nope. You can just let it out and leave it somewhere behind.
Move on.
Yeah, and then you move on, go do something else.
Yes,
and the venting in the US.
Yeah. Exactly, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And the mood gets better like that.
Exactly. You're going to let it go.
Yeah.
Who got you into disc golf? How did you find disc golf?
It was just the place where I lived. It had, I think it was a 9-hole course. And some of my friends just encouraged me to try it. And I just had Isabel, my daughter, and it was a very nice way to go out and spend some time and also have like a purpose walking
for
in
exercise,
the woods.
Yeah,
yeah. And so that's how I slowly got started. And there was a very nice group of friends I had over at that place who were, really, really fun. And it was a great time to spend with them on the course. I don't know how everything started exactly, but I remember just it gave me a lot of joy, and it was so much fun getting like a better score each day. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So competitive. What other sports did either of you play prior to disc golf?
I've played soccer professionally more than 10 years, and I also did
track and field.
Track and field, yeah. It's really every time the same. I just can't remember those words. Track and field also more than 10 years. And I've done everything. I went to swimming,
pool.
I played basketball. Yeah, pool is one of my favorite hobbies to have. even the karate. How do you say it in English?
Yeah. And when you just said pool, you mean like billiards?
Billiards, yeah. Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay.
I
meant like, I jump in pools.
Yeah.
I do that too.
I'm sure.
Ice cold pools.
You have to do that to swim, I hear.
Ice pads, yeah. That's what we do during the winter time.
For fun.
Pretty much everything. Now we play tennis together.
Pickleball, I'm sure.
No, not really.
They haven't got you hooked.
Okay. Estonia. No,
they are
is
trying
not...
hard.
I bet they are.
I don't think we have even any pickleball courts in Estonia.
No, I don't think so.
What is it? Paddleball? What is Evelina playing?
Paddle.
Yeah, this might we
it's
might
similar.
Have.
Yeah, we have some. It's growing now, but no pickleball.
Yeah. We have to import it in Estonia.
So you be the ones that take it back.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That'd be fun.
We could, But I played volleyball, and then I did cross-country skiing. I love them both. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was representing Estonia in cross-country skiing.
Yes, I made it to the junior national team, but... Yeah.
Our listeners, you don't have to be incredible athletes in all sports. You can just come out and play disc golf.
That's very
absolutely. Yeah.
But it does help to have a little bit of a competitive and athletic background to jump in there so competitively at a high level.
Of course. Of course it helps.
Even just the mental part.
Yes, for sure.
Not to mention the physical stuff. I got to ask a fun question of you at the press conference this week before MVP. I'm going to ask it again because I want you to answer it in more detail and I want to hear Silver's take. He probably knows what I'm talking about. So at the press conference, I asked, what are some weird things now that you've been in the States all this year and you've been back and forth for several years? What are some things about the way we do things in the United States that you all are like, that's just weird. I can't get used to it. I don't understand it. Why do they do? And your answer was fantastic. So let's repeat your answer first.
Yeah. So the weirdest thing for me personally is the situation in toilets, like the doors. They don't like fully close. They have little gaps in there.
And at the top and the bottom.
And the public bathrooms.
Yes.
The stalls.
I have never seen it anywhere in the world. And I've traveled quite a bit.
I remember Dubai was like top to bottom. Like Dubai, there was
No, you cannot see in there.
Anywhere.
But I go to the bathroom and I cannot help myself. I see. I have to go like this.
You see through the cracks.
Yes.
It's a little bit.
It's not even a crack. It's that wide.
It's a gap.
It's an opening.
You could fit the disc through that.
I could fit the disc through that.
And I don't know. Is there a purpose for this? I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what they've always done.
It's a design that they adopted here. I don't know how long ago.
Maybe bad construction workers from the very beginning.
And now it stays that way.
Yeah.
It's.
Maybe we can find someone to
it's funny.
Get that fixed.
That's right. Yeah, we're having a problem and we need to fix it. Well, okay, so that's one, and it's a really good example. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But are there any other examples of things that, like, you just don't see that in Europe or in particular in Estonia, but you see it here and you think that's... Maybe you even like it. Maybe you're like, we don't get that at home. I love it here. Or maybe you don't like it.
I definitely know one. It's no offense, but it's wearing shoes inside. That's something you'll never see in Europe. It's we went to an Airbnb and I think once I've seen a sign that take your shoes off, and there was a sign because people need a sign to see that. But that was the only place, and there was a lot of carpet and nice floors, so you won't go in there with your shoes. But That's something that never happens in Estonia, in Europe in general.
I think it's maybe also because of the climate, because some people who live in the warmer parts, it's not muddy and cold.
Mm-hmm.
In Estonia, it's always like winter, muddy, it's moist.
Rain.
Yeah, everything. Your shoes get so awful that you have to.
That makes sense.
But I would say another thing, it's the stop signs. They're everywhere. And if there's
They're everywhere here.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. We have different rules in Estonia.
Do they have more roundabouts?
Maybe more roundabouts, but it's more
Because those are pretty new here. I would say
Americans are still figuring those out.
I think let's say there's a four-way stop, and there's no like certain rule who goes first.
There's rules. We just don't follow them.
Yeah, it's so chaotic. It's really hard to understand. In Europe, we have the right-hand rule. So, I mean, if your right hand is open, you can go. Like if
your right hand is so if there's no one on your right, you proceed.
Yeah.
But if there's someone on your right, you let them go first?
Yes.
I see. Yeah. Okay.
I'm pretty sure that was...
I think that's the way we're supposed to do it.
No, yeah. Nobody follows
it. No one follows it, but I remember that on a driving test. Yeah. Like a couple of years ago, I'm just like...
Do they even have signs at most intersections, or is it just assumed that you should stop?
We definitely have stop signs for that situation. Yeah,
but it's usually like there's a main road, and if there's another road crossing, you have stop signs. But here, it seems like I'm on the main road, but then all of a sudden there's a four-way stop, like in a random place, and I'm like, why?
We think the same thing.
Yeah. And then everybody starts to go in like a random order, and I never know.
Usually you get at least one honk, probably.
It happens often, yeah. But I'm very always afraid.
Any other fun gestures that you've received in America?
So I remember one a lot.
Oh, also the rusty cars.
In America?
Yeah. Sometimes I think they fall apart. I mean, in Estonia, or in Europe in general, you have to check your car every year, or a new car maybe after 2 years. But then they gave you a license that you can drive this car. But here it seems you buy a car, nobody cares anymore. You just drive until
it
falls apart.
Again, we have rules.
It depends on the state.
We have rules, but...
Sometimes
my state doesn't have...
They used to, and they took it, the inspection.
My state doesn't.
We used to have state inspections.
Okay, well...
But they would still, like, I feel like as long as you went and you could honk your horn and flash your, like, blinkers, then you were going to get a pass to keep driving that old car.
Well, because here we see so rusty cars, and then tape is put on the car, and we're like, how is this possible?
If the window is broken, they tape it together.
And
that's like, not allowed
in. No,
nobody could drive it.
No, it's not. It's not safe.
I like it. We need to be a little stricter. I think everyone knows America could tighten up the rules just a smidge.
On the roads, especially,
and
just a little bit.
Everything probably is a smidge.
Yeah.
Like
I've
the
heard...
doors. I mean, everything. Let's be real. Tighten it up.
I've heard there are some little things that are different. I've heard a lot of Europeans say that we have like ice in our drinks.
It's not common in
Europe. Is that an example of something you're like, that's great, especially when it's hot? Or do you think that's weird? And
no, it's totally fine. I mean, our weather is just colder. We don't drink everything with water. So here we have to say, without ice, please.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah, there's ice everywhere and really big glasses.
Huge.
Extra large.
Our glasses are like this.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Small.
In proportion.
Yeah.
Your food probably too.
Yeah.
When you order at a restaurant here.
Yeah, we've seen some huge portions.
Yeah, it's typically bigger.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
so are we. Let's be honest.
Well, we see mostly disc golfers there often.
Yeah. What about favorite food over here? Have you guys picked one restaurant that you're like, I hope this town has this restaurant that you like?
Mine, for sure, is Bonefish Grill.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Bonefish.
Yes, we have been liking this. Yeah. I can't even think anything
else. There wasn't a Bonefish in Emporia, so that was tough.
No.
You guys
we cooked our own food. Yeah. We've been mostly cooking our own food, to be honest.
It's so nice.
Yeah. But
she's doing a good job at it. But if we go out to eat, I mean, me or you don't that much, go out and eat a burger or something. I like Chick-fil-A. That's like really different, I think.
What we cannot find in Estonia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Chick-fil-A.
Because they probably have McDonald's and those.
We never go to those places.
Do you like mayonnaise for your chicken, like Evelina and Hannah?
I do.
We have discussed it. Like they said, for Americans, it's weird to ask mayonnaise with French fries, but we like it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you have so many flavors. Alina sent me pictures.
Flavors of mayonnaise.
Of their mayonnaise section. It is ridiculous the amount of different flavors of mayonnaise they have over there.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends who don't like mayonnaise, but I have a suspicion if they had lots of, they'd find one.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
probably.
Because to them, that wouldn't be mayonnaise. It'd be
something
sauce.
Else. Yeah.
It'd be something else.
Exactly.
That's interesting.
How about we're getting close to the very end? We'll just kind of ignore those last few tournaments. What is the first thing besides celebrating your win? What are you going to do this off season? Do you have plans? Have you got that far thinking of, we have a couple months off, this is how I want to spend it? Even if that's resting and doing nothing.
So at the end of October, we're going to a week-long trip to Italy. So I have this tunnel vision. I only see Rome ahead, and I'm just walking towards it every day because I feel like my body is a little tired.
Absolutely.
Also, there's mental fatigue. Also, been struggling, especially with this mental fatigue this week. It's hard to find that focus. I try it, but then I just think about something else, and
the weather's
lost.
Colder. This week has been rough out here.
Yeah, but I'm living for that trip, that vacation trip right now. I don't know about Silver.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. Just the vacation. We'll take Isabel with us, and it's gonna be amazing.
No disc golf, just relaxing. I'm gonna turn off my phone probably.
No
just
signing sessions for you.
No. I'm just gonna be a
no
nobody.
Lines in Rome allowed.
No, no, disc golf is not as popular in Italy, so
no, nobody will know who we are.
Have you gotten used to that, people knowing who you are? Do you feel that going into restaurants and stuff? I mean, disc golf has grown so much.
Yeah.
You literally can go into just normal stores now.
Yeah.
And there's probably someone who plays and probably knows you.
Yes, there's been multiple occasions where I go to a store and people want to take a selfie or say something to me. And it's, of course, it's a little bit weird because...
Not even in your country.
No, yeah, it's weird.
Have you had an awkward, like, where someone's like, sign my baby? Or have you had any really awkward situation, you know, someone's like hanging outside the bathroom? The bathrooms we already talked about. And they're, I mean, have you had anything like that where you're just like, this is too much?
I have signed swimwear in Finland.
Okay.
I think that's probably the weirdest thing I've ever done in my life. But yeah, there are some.
Hopefully they were not
swimsuit. Were they wearing
the
it while
they weren't wearing it.
Okay.
They were holding it up and I was like just doing my thing.
The gesture you just made implied very large.
It was
very large.
It was. I think
like
they
so Silver was not worried.
It was a speedo.
At all.
Yes. It was a speedo and it was huge. They had
giant
speedo.
Diaper speedo.
Yeah.
Diaper speedo.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw it, but it was like,
I don't think you have to be worried about it.
If it was that big, no.
Silver's going, you made his day.
Yeah. I think if you pick a huge one, you can ask more autographs on it. So.
Yeah. Yes, I think they had just bought like big speedos and then...
That even sounds
that
funny.
Is
now
a
they're
pretty,
clean.
That is a pretty funny thing
that one's
I don't think they were used,
That's
no.
Thank you. Well,
I cannot be 100% sure, but they seemed like new.
Good. For everyone's sake, good.
Okay, I did not expect we would get that answer when I said it's the strangest thing you signed, and it was going to be...
Well, there you go.
She's nailing every
That's
one of them.
That's fantastic. Well, my goodness, I can't believe we've been talking for more than 30 minutes already. Yeah, so, I guess, what should we leave them with, Jen? Just...
So... Awesome. Resting. What's the first tournament? Are you planning on going back to Vegas again next year? Possibly, maybe not.
I see
we will...
one nodding head and one shaking head.
We'll see. We'll see.
Do you have one tournament, if there's only one that you can fly to next year, what would be
world. Yes, because it's in Smuggler's Notch. Yeah. It's such a beautiful place. I really look forward to it, and I want to bring Isabel over there because I think it's a very fun place to be with your family. Mm-hmm. There's lots of other activities to do there, and just in general, a nice place to be.
Yeah, you'll have to take her to Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Oh, yes.
We took Hannah and Evelina there.
Yeah.
As our kids.
Pretty much. They're everyone's kids.
Yeah, they are.
Aww. They've done very well. I'm really proud of them. These last few weeks, kind of doing their own thing. They're doing well. I think everyone is getting used to being over in America this year. You guys have all been over here so much, and we even were able to meet a few other Europeans this year. So hopefully we will continue to go back and forth a lot more, both ways.
Yes.
Well, so you're inside a month of your trip, right? Your Rome trip? Or very close to?
Yes, in October. Yeah.
Okay, so we'll count it down with you all. we'll root you to that day, and we'll root you on in all the tournaments between now and that day.
Thank you.
Okay. I wish we had our quick cue paper. Do you remember? Should we jot down some quick cues?
Do some quick cues?
We did the couple quick
off of
cues.
Off of our memory. Oh, the who of you two?
Yeah, we did something fun with...
We can do who of you two.
Can you jot them down, or can you remember?
I think I can remember most of them.
Okay. Well, these are just short.
These are who of you, we call it, this is a game that we play sometimes.
Oh, yeah, we did that. Mm-hmm. That's
right. Yeah, we first played this with Nate and Valerie Doss.
Okay.
We called it who of you two. So basically, we ask you a question and you have to determine between the two of you which one.
Okay.
So, for example, who of you two is the better driver?
So we just shout it?
Yeah.
Kristen.
Oh!
Yeah, I would have said me too.
Nice.
See, this now you don't fight. But sooner or later, right, who is the better cook?
Kristen.
Yes.
I'm noticing a theme.
Okay.
Here.
Who gets to pick the movie?
Kristen.
Because he doesn't, it's my job, to be honest, and even with Katie and Silver both, it's my obligation to pick out the movie.
So if it's bad, you're okay with the blame?
Yes, but it hasn't been a bad movie that I picked.
We just never blame.
You have loved the movies.
Every one of them.
Yeah, you ask Katie afterwards, they have loved the movies.
Okay. Let's say something really disgusting gets spilled on the floor. Who of you two is able to handle cleaning it up?
Probably
Kristen.
Me. Probably me. Yeah.
Haven't happened yet, I guess.
Who kills the spider?
Kristen?
No, I don't kill spiders.
I was going to say, do you take it outside?
Yes. I don't mind spiders. They can just crawl around. And, I don't know.
No snakes?
No snakes.
If there was a snake in the room, Silver would have to take it out?
He would.
For sure.
For sure. I would be running away.
We have an answer.
She would move up.
Yeah.
Just sell the house.
No snakes. No, I don't like snakes.
I had one. I just lost it. It'll hit me in a minute. Okay, so who of you two has the strangest hidden talent? Is one of you a singer and nobody would know it? Does one of you have an even stranger talent?
Then I would go with Silver. I think he is very talented in every sport. Whatever he tries, he's very good.
I think that's a pretty common thing with our top athletes. And I think that any sport, even
if you're good at one sport,
basketball,
you're good.
Football players, but even our golfers, like you said, shooting pool, darts, basketball, the arcade, all of them seem to be very well.
Yeah.
At
I think Silver,
things.
I would go with him. He would pick himself, right?
Hmm.
Yeah. We agree on this.
If one of you had to, say, sing a song in public, which of you would do it?
Sing?
Yeah.
Karaoke. What about karaoke? No one...
It has to be Kristen. I'm never singing.
Oh, wow.
You got volunteer for karaoke.
I don't know. We don't sing that often. But I guess if we had to... If we had to pick, it probably would be me, yes.
Or you have to... I have to drink a lot before. But we don't do that, so it's gonna be fun.
Yeah.
Singing is one of those things. Some people are into it.
You're either good or you're
in the shower, and some people, even if they're bad at it, they do it. And then some people are like, that is my greatest fear ever, is having to carry a tune in front of another person. I'm just scared to death.
Trying to think if there's any more. That was mainly all of them.
Who of you two is like tidier, like cleaner, like?
That's Silver. Yeah.
There's so no your, question.
Your clothes are the ones that are everywhere and stuff like
I
that.
I mean, we're probably both very like
organized.
Yeah, but he is like extreme. extremely organized. Yeah, so we no question about it.
You're the one that packs the car to make sure everything.
Of course. I'm not even allowed over there. if I pack the car, he will unpack it and do it again because it's probably done very wrongly.
It's probably
Tetris.
True.
It's very true. It has happened more than once. So I just let him do it.
We'll know if we need something to fit and make happen. We'll give Silver a call.
Yep.
Perfect. I'm happy to help.
Perfect. Well, thank you both so much for taking the time out of this afternoon to finally get this done. I know all the viewers will absolutely love to hear from you, and good luck on these last couple of events, and enjoy Italy.
Yay! Thank you for having us.
The march to Rome begins now.
Yay!
Thank you.
One more time, Jennifer and I just want to thank Silver and Kristen for taking time out of the middle of a competitive tournament weekend to sit down with us and chat for a few minutes. Make sure you stay tuned to PDGA.com and all PDGA social channels for continuing coverage of events as the season comes to a close, including some videos that will be out very, very soon covering the U.S. Masters Tournament. Gotta make sure you check those out and get a look at some of the finest Masters disc golfers in the world competing at the Tim Sulinski United States Masters Disc Golf Championships from earlier in the month of September. And we will catch you sometime later on next week as we close in and then play the Throw Pink Championship and the U.S. Disc Golf Championships. Until then, PDGA Radio, see you.